From the Mind of a Lunatic, I'm Bill Edwards. Had a good week to you, America. This week I want to focus on a few issues that I find and feel plays a large part in the demise of our American way of life. Before I get into that, first off, I want to thank each and every one of you for your participation in the town hall meetings and tea parties. Congrats. Your patriotism shines as a light of hope within the American people, and it shows the true American spirit. Thank you. Hopefully, and I mean hopefully, it is steadfast and unyielding, because the Marxist that is in present control of our country will try to wait us out. Hang tough, America. It's going to get tougher. A quick point on our elections of next year, 2010. That is not far away, people. Make note. Make note. And I speak to all Americans, Democrat, Republican, Independents alike, everybody. We've had recently an excellent opportunity to witness just who our elected officials are and what they're doing for us, the American people. You know, the ones they work for. I do hope all of you are paying attention. I do hope you will exercise your right to fire those who did not do the job they were hired for. Next, I want to touch on health care. The Marxist bastards have been walking the American public down this road for many, many years. This is nothing new. They are finally in control. We have finally slept or overslept and wake up. They're in control. They are blaming us for our Social Security and Medicare problems. They are blaming us for our Social Security and Medicare problems. Us, the baby boomer generation, because of our numbers. The baby boomer generation having too many numbers and draining the system. They are blaming us. Of course they are. It's a part of the smoke and mirrors game. It keeps our attention off of the real reasons and allows these Marxist cretins to continue to grow in strength. Illegal immigration has drained our country of its resources. Illegal. Our Social Security, Medicare, and other resources that you and I have paid into all of our working lives is paying for the illegals in this country. Wake up, people. No, I am not against immigrants coming into America through the legal process provided for them to enter America and become Americans, become familiar with the American culture, and learn the American language, English. The illegal immigrants, at last count of 25 plus million in numbers, continue to rise and tax our medical resources, our judicial system, our health, our American way of life. A friend of mine posted on the forum today an article that shows the top 100 corporations in America that are responsible for 2.7 million bad, erroneous W-2s filed in the last 5 years. 2.7 million erroneous W-2s in the last 5 years, these top 100 corporations in America. That is $9.6 billion in wages. Yeah, $9.6 billion in wages matched to those erroneous W-2s. That's $9.6 billion that was not taxed and added to our Social Security system while they continue to drain our medical resources. Illegal immigration is not a complex problem. It is a greed problem for American corporations committing treason against the American people. That's right. It is treasonous. We have a Constitution, America. Enforce it. We have laws, America. Enforce them. It is not complex. They want it complex to cloud the issue. It is a term they use. They use words like complex and racism when they have no foundation to stand on to defend their actions. Stand up, people. Make them accountable. Our Social Security and Medicare benefits continue to disappear, erode. Insurance companies have cut a fat hog for many years at the expense of the American citizen. This monkey in chief is now focusing on them to put a spin on his health care, socialized medicine plan. While I will be the first to acknowledge that these insurance companies are a major part of the problem, I will not ever bow to the socialist approach to correct it. Other resources that are crippling our great nation? The White House itself. From this monkey's regime, $10 billion here in just the last couple of weeks was sent to a South American country to develop drilling for oil.
What?
$10 billion was sent to that country to help them with their technology to drill for oil. What would that $10 billion do for our own drilling? We are stuck sucking the tit of the ragheads to import oil and crippling our country in the process when we have all the resources we need right here in America. A supposed newly discovered oil supply through the Dakotas that's been there for hundreds of years and we've known about it, but it's newly discovered in the Dakotas and it is bigger than any other supply. And we are sending $10 billion away instead of taking care of America. $10 billion in this time of economic stress. Great move, White House. Complex? Bullshit. I mentioned earlier that the boomer generation is the largest ever. Along with that, as I said, comes responsibility with those numbers. We are not using those numbers, folks. We are not using what is still the greatest spending power in America today. We are not using what is the greatest voice in America today. We are not using what is the greatest voting demographic in America today. We have had it so good for so many years, yet we fear giving up any of it to secure our Constitution and freedoms, our American way of life. We fear giving up any of it to secure the America that we enjoyed and pass on to our grandchildren. We fear giving up any of it to show our own children how to secure our freedom to pass it on to their own children. One great quote that I really like is by Felix Frankfurter. He was an elitist back in the early 1900s. Quite a political figure back then, but he was quite a statesman. His quote, "We have enjoyed so much freedom for so long that we are perhaps in danger of forgetting how much blood it cost to establish the Bill of Rights." In danger of forgetting how much blood it cost. Well, It's sad to say that I believe we have forgotten how much blood it cost. And even sadder, how much more blood it's going to cost if we don't wake up now. I'm going to pick on the Democrats. Sorry, Dems, but I'm going to pick on you to wrap things up this week. Norman Mattoon Thomas. Passed on in December of 1968, he was a leading American socialist, pacifist, and six-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. The Socialist Party candidate for the President of the United States, Norman Thomas, said this in a 1944 speech: "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform. I have one question for you, Dems. No, I've got a couple. Is that who you are, Democrats? I mean, is that who you really are? Better question. Is that who you want to be?" I'm Bill Edwards, my voice of freedom.